Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
It's such a privilege to be here at church on Christmas Day, where Christmas Day falls on a Sunday. As you know, it happens about once every 7 years, and it's a great privilege to come together and worship as we celebrate the birth of our Lord. Our gospel offers for us a different version of the incarnation. I love John's version of the Christmas story, or perhaps it's to make sense better to say John's version of the incarnation. In John's gospel, there are no shepherds. There's not a star. There are no kings. There's no Bethlehem, no manger, no Joseph and Mary. John started his version of the good news of Jesus with words, "From the very beginning," a very good place for all of us to start. And so we are transported back to the beginning of time. In the beginning, the Word was God. We are meant to be astonished. We are meant from those opening parts of John to be hushed. All our fumbling of theology about Christmas and the incarnation is silenced by his pushing back the story to the very beginning when it all happened, the very beginning of the world and of all things. For the very next thing we are told is that all things were made through him. All things were made through him. Your life, my life, the lives of our friends and family. God breathed the breath into our souls and our life began. And our life began by the power of the Holy Spirit with all the hopes and dreams that God would bring to this earth. All the hopes and dreams that God has for us that we would build the kingdom of God here where we are. That would be as in all things. Everything, everyone, simply breathtaking, was created by God. Which it would explain everything about who we are. We are those people who have promised and continually promised over and over again to seek and serve Christ in all persons. Not a very easy task for many people. If we look around our world, look around our country, maybe even our community, it's not easy for others to serve Christ in all persons. But we are called to serve not some people, not most people, but we are called to serve Christ in all persons. This is important because very often we do not want to recognize the Word, Logos, the Christ in all persons, so as not to have to deal with them, not to have to deal with their agendas, not to have to deal with their opinions, not have to deal with things that we view differently. So often we just don't want to see the Christ in that other person, or they're made in the image of God, and if we don't do that, then we don't even have to deal with their identity, what they're talking about, and who they are. But that's not what we're called to do as Christians. Christmas, wouldn't it be so much easier if we just kept it sweet and nice? If we just stick to the nativity scene and think about cute, cuddly sheep and a cow in the background, and it looks so serene and beautiful and holy. If we just keep to the idea of the hay and the mangers and shepherds falling all over themselves with excitement, Christmas would be so much easier. Until you get to the part about light. In him was life, and the life was the light to everyone. Not just those we like, not just those we agree with, but the light of Christ is for everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and darkness has not overcome it. That is our promise. That is the good news. That is our hope for a better tomorrow. that the light of Christ will overcome any dark part of our lives that we deal with. The scripture passage from Isaiah, also written at the end of the Babylonian exile, is written to people who were despondent, those who were currently living in exile, or who had finally left it. Think about the stress they were under at that moment when they left. Think about the fear, the anxiety, the insecurity, questioning what's next, the sickness they must have experienced. The scripture reminds the people that God of Israel is still powerful and God of Israel is still loyal. Only one God is the true God, and God alone has created the world and bring its redemption. That brings us back to Christmas. It might feel like in certain parts of our lives that we have lived in exile this year. We, like the nation of Israel, also need the reminder that God created the world, that God created us, created you and me, and is with us and brings redemption. Christmas is not only a season to celebrate, and by the way, Christmas is more than one day, but Jesus' birth also to celebrate the same thing we celebrate at Easter, God's unimaginable, inexplicable love for us and for the world, no matter how much we mess it up. The birth of Jesus presents us with a choice. We can be transformed by the power of the gospel to be God's people, walking in God's vulnerable ways, or we can reject Him and continue business as usual. Business as usual means sitting in darkness, shielding our eyes, and turning away from the life-giving Spirit of Christ. The story around which we gather today is one of transformation. One of transformation and hope for new life. And this is an important message to hear, not only here at Christmas, but also as we go into the new year very soon. We are invited. We are also invited to be corporate with the divine initiative. Be part of that divine initiative today, tomorrow, and in the future. To let the light of Christ enable us to see the path more clearly. To make a new beginning as God's people. Howard Thurman, an African-American theologian and educator, created a wonderful poem called The Work of Christmas. And it really defines the work before us. Here's how it goes. When the song of the angels is still, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princesses are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, the work of Christmas begins. That work is to find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among others, to make music in the heart. May we celebrate the joy of Christmas season and give thanks for the continuing presence of our Lord. May the light of Jesus Christ bring new life into this world. May the light of Jesus Christ bring new things into you. May the light of Jesus Christ be in your heart, on your actions, and in your words. May it shine brightly forever. And once again, I say to you, Merry Christmas. Amen.